Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
I guess that requires me to pick up this mic. Hey, what's up?
Yes, it does. Yes, you need the microphone to record the show. Also, Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy. Can I just say that my stomach is like in knots, and it has been for like a week.
We get it. You have diarrhea.
But it's not diarrhea.
What is it?
It feels like a stress thing, but I'm not stressed. So
damn,
weird.
Dude. Do you have an ulcer?
It hasn't been
diagnosed. When's the last time you got your prostate checked?
I got it checked when I was 21, actually.
So, what, 15 years ago?
Not quite, thank you, but a while ago.
I thought that was good math on my part.
No, I'm not 36.
I got mine checked once. Let's open the show with that. It says opening banter. Let's talk about prostate exams.
I mean, I've had doctor stick many a finger up that,
right,
that hole.
Yeah.
All three of us have been deviraginated, Dan, many, many times.
I had this weird infection.
Not a butthole infection, but...
Chronic disease.
Dan's got a disease. Dylan, chronic infection.
Should we hit the reset button or just roll
in
with
his
this?
Ass? And no, I had a hemorrhoid once.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Very minor.
All right.
Easy to deal with.
That's good.
Sometimes when you sports, you gotta have a doctor finger your ass.
Sure. Yeah.
To make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
I don't know how you put two and two together, but yeah, let's roll.
On a similar vein, Thursday night football tonight, Chiefs and Raiders.
Could be a good game.
The line provided by mybookie.ag is Chiefs -3.
Could this be a second straight good Thursday night football game?
It could, but it probably won't be. Over under 46.5.
This would be a fun little game.
I'm not sold on the Raiders in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
It's a rivalry game, though, Ross. You know what happens when...
How is this a rivalry game? Raiders,
Chiefs? Raiders, AFC West.
What, from like the fucking 80s?
I mean, the same division. Been in the same division for a while now.
Is any division game a rivalry game?
Yeah.
So what, like...
That's lame.
Jags-Texans is a fucking rivalry game?
No, but I feel like Chiefs-Raiders, it has some history to it.
I just don't see it, Dan. Maybe you do and I don't. Maybe you're more educated than me.
No, I think Micah can
these
back
are there. These are huge rivals from the AFL days.
Oh, man.
AFL
before
ties.
My time.
Chiefs.
The American Football League.
Chiefs fans consider Raiders their number one enemy.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Wow. Didn't know that. Look, we all got a little smarter today. Learned a little bit about... prostate health, a little bit about Chiefs-Raiders, long-time
sure.
rivalry. All right, who do you like in this one, Dylan?
I obviously like the Chiefs.
Obviously.
And
I think it's obvious.
I think they are for real. I think some people aren't giving the credit they deserve quite yet, and I know they just took an L. They took an L just now, right?
They took an L. They had an underperformance.
I think they're for real. You're entitled to a bad game here and there as a solid Tier 1 team. Which is what I think they are, and I think they win this game by about a touchdown or to 10 points, somewhere in there.
Okay. Dan, what do you think?
You know, I just rode with points last week and went 5-0 or whatever, so I'm just going to do it here too. Home dog.
Oh, cocky Dan.
Give me the Raiders.
I'm going to go Raiders +3.
I don't really care about the NFL, though. So.
Yeah,
in
we
college,
know, Dan. We know.
In college, we got number 25, Memphis at Houston. Mybookie.ag line is... U of H -2.5, over under 61.
Memphis coming off that big win against Navy, and Houston coming off that giant loss against Tulsa.
A giant loss.
Yeah, they got fucking whooped.
They got housed?
They got housed.
Mm. House is a good term.
Mm. All right, what do you got here, Dylan?
You know what? Give me the Texas team. I'll take U of H.
Just based on the state you're in.
Yeah. And well, I haven't seen either of these teams play this year, so
helpful.
And
helpful.
They're at
Thanks.
Home. They're at home. -2.5, though. Yeah, fuck it.
Dan?
I'm going to fade Micah's friend, Major Applewhite, and go with Memphis.
I'm going to go Cougs -2.5. Fuck it.
Memphis points.
Moving into these other AAC, college football games.
Go.
All lines current as of 2 p.m. Wednesday Central Time on mybookie.ag. Very important to note.
Mm-hmm.
First game. Two ranked teams, number 19 Michigan at number 2 Penn State. The line is Penn State -9.5, and the over-under is 45.
That's a big old line.
That's a big line.
That's a lot of points for two ranked teams.
It's a whiteout, though, at Penn State.
I fear the whiteout.
That means nothing.
It does, too.
No.
Have you seen that shit? It's pretty
scary.
Have
you been to State College?
No. That many white people wearing all white is terrifying.
Okay. It's not terrifying.
All right. Well, I'm taking Penn State minus
nine. Oh, crowd! Everyone in the crowd has white T-shirts on. Let's fucking shit our pants.
Yeah, but
calm
down. All right,
it gets calm down. A little more hype. It brings some energy.
And there's about 100.
I'll show you hype.
About 110,000 people in all white surrounding you. The stadium's rocking.
It's a big ass stadium. It's top three.
They're yelling at you. They're screaming.
I got Michigan because fuck the whiteout. It's trash.
Okay.
So here's a little inside info here.
Break it down, Dan.
All right, so Franklin and Don Brown used to both be coordinators at the University of Maryland. Franklin, offense coordinator, Don Brown, defense coordinator for Michigan, now was a defense coordinator for Maryland.
Mm.
So they have a lot of familiarity with each other. They coached together for 2 years. Michigan's defense is good, but the slate of teams that they've played has ranked 78th. In offense efficiency so far, so they haven't really played a good offense.
Like the average of all the teams?
Yeah, the average of all like the teams they've played, like the slate on offense is like 78th in the country.
That's
so
not good.
Their defense is good, but like they haven't really been tested yet. Penn State, offensive powerhouse. They have the Heisman front runner in Barkley.
Is he the Heisman front runner?
Right now, I think he is.
Okay.
Especially if Penn State keeps winning. Number two in the country. Franklin, I think, is a little pissed off about last year when Michigan ran up the score, and it was 49-10 in the Big House. So, and Franklin's a very petty guy. I think he tries to run up the score on Harbaugh here, and I think they cover. Penn State, give me the points.
I'm with Penn State, too.
Laying the points.
If there's anything I've learned in the past 10 years about sports, it's that pettiness wins.
He's super petty.
Pettiness rules all.
He's very petty.
Hey, Micah's on the mic.
I was just going to say, currently in the USA Today Heisman survey, which gets votes for each week from Heisman voters, you are correct. Saquon Barkley is your leader, followed closely by Bryce Love, running back Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield is – those two are way ahead of everybody else. And Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson,
Penny from
Jalen
San Diego
Hurts,
State.
And JT Barrett. Huh. No one from San Diego State is on this list at the moment.
Hmm. The Heisman Trophy's trash.
Well, yeah.
The stupid award.
Oh, because it's only quarterbacks and running backs?
It's only quarterbacks and running backs from undefeated or one-loss teams. It's just a popularity contest. It's stupid. I hate it. Get rid of it. It's trash.
Look, we get it. Your tummy hurts.
My tummy hurts.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Tommy want wingy.
We're all over the place. It's not even the same movie. Number 11, USC at number 13, Notre Dame. The line is Notre Dame minus 3.5 on mybookie.ag. The over-under 65. Dylan, give us your thoughts.
This is probably one of my least favorite rivalry games for some reason.
What?
I don't know.
It's because he's a Texas fan.
Yeah, I can see that.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just trash.
These are like two major programs that can outshine
Texas. Are
you
excited about anything? What are you?
Dan,
you're both wearing hoodies, right?
Dan,
now.
What you're saying doesn't make sense.
Pick a fucking
USC. I got USC plus 3.5.
So USC has 20 guys on their roster right now that are either out for the season or listed as injured
20?
For this game. Yeah, 20. Mm. So usually colleges they carry like anywhere between like 50 and 80 guys.
Right.
But usually just play 50. So like 20 guys might be out for this game against Notre Dame.
That's not what you want.
New. That said, I feel like a lot of the public's on Notre Dame, so I'm going to go with USC.
I'm going to go Notre Dame minus 3.5. Just for personal reasons. What?
This is my favorite game of the week. I don't know who's going to win. I just know that one of these two teams, neither of these two teams are good enough to be in legitimate contention for the four-game playoff.
That's simply untrue.
But both of them get tons of buzz because they're big name programs, and the great news is one of these two schools will be eliminated from the conversation Saturday night.
So, Mikey, you're telling me if they run the table, Notre Dame's not in the playoff.
I like that outlook.
I think that they might be, but I don't think they're good enough.
They would beat North Carolina State, Miami, Stanford.
They'll find a way
to
vault. Let me say this: they'll find their way to vault over two teams that are much more worthy.
No,
if they run the table.
No, Notre Dame runs the table. They are very much deserving to be in the playoff.
I got this inside information. One
dumb.
Of you two will
You're
be wrong.
You're stupid. You're dumb.
One of you is going to
I'm
be
on board
wrong.
With Micah. I think Micah's the smartest guy in the room. I'm with him.
I find that to be insulting.
That's just dumb.
Well,
you're dumb for thinking that.
Number 10, Oklahoma State at Texas here in Austin, where we will be tailgating. Oklahoma State is minus 7 on mybookie.ag and the over-under 65.
Interesting that...
you excited about this one, you fucking downer?
I sure am. Interesting that Oklahoma State, who was ranked 10th, is only a 7-point favorite to a 3-3 Texas team.
Why is that interesting to you?
Because on paper, if you without knowing anything about the teams, a top 10 team versus a 3-3 team.
At home, though.
What? What's that look about?
At home.
It's an away game. And
point being,
Texas is better than their record.
Point also, being, Texas is getting a little bit more credit now for playing very well against good teams.
They might be the best defense in the Big 12.
Texas has a damn fine defense. And
if you throw out that Maryland game,
if you learned anything by now, is it that they're going to be playing all these tough teams very, well, tough.
Are they going to cover or not?
Calm down. Just calm down.
Because you've been right every time.
I think this is a great spread. I think 7 is about
you think
right.
That's tough.
It's tough.
Are you calling a push?
No, I'm not calling a push. Y'all just give me the calm down.
We're just anticipation here, you know.
I'm taking Texas to cover. I don't think they lose by more than a touchdown.
Okay.
They might lose.
Here's the
but
thing
not by
too.
More than a touch.
I think going back to his Ohio State days, Tom Herman is undefeated against the spread when he's an underdog. So
what?
I'm going to take Texas as well, but I want to call the push. I say Oklahoma State wins by 7.
Wait, Tom Herman was at Ohio State?
Offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What did you just say?
I'm calling the push.
Wow. Wow, okay. So Oklahoma State by 7 exactly.
Oklahoma State by 7.
All right. I've been riding with Dylan on these Texas games. I'm going to continue to here.
I will say this is my least confident one.
I
still think Texas covers.
We've got a good thing going. Why fuck it up, you know?
They might outright win the damn game.
Hey, sprinkle the money line, baby.
They might win the fucking football.
Give it a little tinkle. A little sprinkly. Give a little bit.
If you give a little bit, you get a little bit.
You get a lot. That's the whole point.
I want to see a song. There's a song that's trying to come out here, but I can't.
Get a little bit.
Yeah, yes.
Give a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
My thank you.
Yeah, that's we nailed that. Micah, cue that song.
I wish we had rights to these.
Let's just go ahead and
songs.
Get sued by them.
Be dope.
Whatever.
If we do our own versions, it's a cover. I think we can do it, right?
I don't know if we can pull that off
karaoke type
without any musicians.
I don't think any of us have any musical talent. So,
that's just flat out wrong.
Right? Have you seen Micah do karaoke?
I can play. I'm a little teapot on the piano, and I've got a beautiful singing voice.
Do you?
Yes. Yes.
Holy shit!
I mean,
Micah is a talented karaoke artist.
Can we get a sample?
No.
Micah won like best new karaoke performer in the city of Austin, right?
Rookie of the year Rookie in the National year. Karaoke League.
What in the fuck does that even mean?
Is that a real thing or you just make that up?
It was a real thing.
He has the award on his
okay.
desk.
What, they gave it to you?
I retired from the league after
one season?
Year. Yeah.
There's a league of
one
karaoke.
And done, man. I respect it.
It is called the National Karaoke League. It only happens at one bar in Austin.
Egos?
But that's still what it's called. It's no longer there.
So we can't
I'll address
confirm that story.
I don't do karaoke, and I'll tell you why.
I hate it.
If you go back to the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Why are we referencing
the Joker? To quote the Joker, he says, if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Hmm.
And that's my. And also, I just fucking hate it.
You
want to
get paid.
Karaoke. I hate
karaoke's
it.
Karaoke's trash.
Sorry,
Micah.
That's untrue. It's a good time.
I despise it.
Get a few drinks in you.
I respect Micah's lifestyle, and I respect his right to live that way, but I think it's trash.
Do you know who I would rather sing a song than some just jackass out of the crowd? It's the person who actually performs that song.
Yeah.
Because they could do a much better job of
that,
it.
That makes sense.
I think you're just afraid to get on stage.
You know what I like?
I am. That's
you know what I
too.
Like is when you're at a concert and like the person next to you is singing. Like, let's say you're at a Sting concert. Let's just use Sting as an example. And you say, hey, do you know who sings this song?
This is my favorite burn of all time.
And they say Sting, and then you say, well, why don't you let him do it then?
Or let's keep it that
way.
Or let's keep it that way.
Yeah, that's a
good
burn.
That was original, man.
Yeah, suck our dicks.
I want to hit Micah with that one time.
Micah, you have rules for karaoke, though, right? Give us your, in 30 seconds, what are your rules?
Sure. Four main rules. One, your song has to be short.
Yes.
Under 4 minutes. Two, you have to know all of the words to said song.
Hmm.
If you just think you know the chorus and you're going to wing the verse, you're going to suck. Three, everyone else in the bar needs to kind of know what needs to have heard this song.
It's
got to
be a relevant song, yeah.
And then the fourth is it has to be up tempo. Don't fucking come out there and sing a ballad unless you're fucking Adele. And you're not Adele. You're somebody at a karaoke bar.
Well, I
30
will say
seconds
this.
Complete.
People, thank you. People who can crush, like, if you're a chick and you have a really good singing voice, you're actually legit, and you can crush like Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
That's
do.
A showstopper.
Please do.
Yeah, and then you get carried out of the bar.
Then everybody's erect.
100% erection rate inside that bar.
Yeah, everybody's got to go home and clean their pants.
You're like on everybody's shoulders.
That's
like
a good call.
The bar.
I fell in love with a girl one time.
You'd be a hero.
She performed. What's the popular Chicago song from the musical Chicago? All That Jazz?
Off the top of our head.
Jesus
All
Christ.
That Jazz. She yes. nailed it. And I was like, I even love this girl.
Well,
she
that's because that's a little bit of a slutty song.
She wasn't even that attractive, but I fell in love with her.
Yeah. There was this great big fat lady in San Marcos where I went to school at Texas State University who would do Whitney Houston like pretty much every time she worked the bar. She was only there. It was a piano bar that I lived above called Jay's Bistro that no longer exists. Shout out to that place. Anyway, whenever this fat lady was there, I'd pay her $20, which in college money is like $2,000.
Sure.
To do Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And it was like the happiest I've ever
it
been in
erotic,
my life.
It was erotic, wasn't it?
Yeah. And she was a great big fat lady.
I love
and I would have made love
ladies.
To her right there.
Love great big fat ladies.
Yeah.
Especially ones who can sing.
I mean, Adele, like, well, instantly goes up. Like, she's like a 9.
Oh, she opens her mouth and sings, and I'm just, I'd do anything for
yeah.
her.
Sure.
Rock
sure.
hard.
I'll give her the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Never understand why that man broke her heart. Let's get into Dan's slate of football games.
Thank
enough
God
about karaoke.
My favorite.
Thank God he broke her heart.
My favorite segment, Dan's slate.
It just says Dan's slate.
I mean, that's what Micah puts.
It
and
could
then
be
I just
literally kinda, anything.
Literally anything. And we're going to start with maybe something that shouldn't be on the slate. It's 2-1-6 teams. The powerhouses that are East Carolina and BYU.
This needs music behind it. Like exciting music.
No, I get that. So BYU is one of 4 teams in the country that hasn't scored over 27 points in any game.
Wow, that's so cool.
They are terrible. Their offense coordinator, Ty Detmer, is trying to revamp and redo his offense mid-season.
Oh.
So that usually goes well.
Usually a no-no.
No. That's East Carolina also sucks, but they have the capability to score. So I'm going to go with the home dog and the points.
You know how you get the confidence of your players, Dan? 4 or 5 games into the season, you say, hey, guys, this playbook didn't fucking work. We're going to try another one.
We're going to start fresh.
That's you know what? Scratch that.
Say, that's on me, guys. I brought in this a shit playbook this year. We learned it in the offseason, but let's try this other one. I'm Ty Detmer.
Former NFL great Ty Detmer.
Yeah.
Coy Detmer used to be Eagles backup for about like 20 years.
Which Eagles so? Backup quarterback for 20 years?
Coy Micah, Detmer, which brother. One of the Detmer brothers is a or was a local Austin football coach.
That was Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer.
He was yeah. He was actually the head coach at my old high school, St. Andrews.
That's
Shout
right.
out to him.
Now he's at BYU.
Now he's a head coach in college.
He's no, just, no, he's the offense he's just, coordinator.
Now he's the offense coordinator.
Now he's just calling shit plays.
Yep. So give me East Carolina. Give me the Pirates plus the 5.5.
Love their mascot. Love that pick.
Shouts yes. to Carter Cruz, East Carolina Pirate.
Okay.
Friend of the website.
Friend of the program.
Sure.
Little known porn star for those who aren't aware.
you can Google it at work.
I know, but I'm just...
On your off time, you know.
I'm just
Maybe
saying.
Don't do it at work.
Not my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah. You're just going to throw that out there.
Got takes,
just
huh?
saying, I'm not...
Top
not
10?
A, I'm not a fan.
Top 15?
I don't watch pornography, so
30?
I wouldn't know.
Top 30?
Dirtbags.
Or what are you, like Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
You don't understand the concept of jacking it?
I am Mark Wahlberg.
He doesn't jack off.
You know Wahlberg said that?
Yeah.
In the same interview,
masturbate.
He claimed he could have stopped 9/11 had he been on the plane, and he said that he doesn't understand masturbation as a concept. He's never done it, and he doesn't get it.
Well, he was...
what do you mean you don't get it, you fucking weirdo?
He was Dirk Diggler or whatever, right?
Yes.
Sure he was, yeah.
He was Dirk Diggler.
You think he just has so much sex that he doesn't need to
Man with a golden
get
cock.
Himself off?
Look, that's clearly what the vibe he's going for. That's just nonsense talk.
Male porn stars don't... jerk off, do they? You think? Unless, like,
well,
Dan,
I think you just have to.
Dan,
prepare.
Actually, he just played that role in a movie. He's not actually.
Oh,
a
I know
star.
This. I know
okay.
this.
Yeah, but I think to answer Dan's question, like, let's say you know you got to film a scene next Wednesday, I would think you want to save as much in the tank as possible for the sake of.
I feel like you'd probably only jerk off to get yourself ready for the scene, right? Like, off camera.
They have fluffers for that, Dan.
This is.
All right, let's get back to Dan
anyway,
Slate.
ECU on Dan Slate.
Yeah,
that's
ECU
first.
plus 5.5.
How do we go from Ty Detmer to fluffers? That's the lead.
Carter
man.
Cruz, man. Shouts to Carter Cruz. Arizona, -2.5 over Cal. Khalil Tate, new flavor of the week. He's a quarterback for Arizona. He's a backup quarterback.
I'm in on people named Khalil.
Yeah. He just broke the record for most rushing yards by a quarterback in his first game or second game. I forget. He's only played 2 games. So his first game, I think he rushed for like 340 or maybe 327 yards or something. Nice. He's averaging 16.5 yards per carry.
Yeah, that'll get the job done.
So he should probably just run every time.
His coach's name is Rich Rod.
Rich Rodriguez.
Rich Rodriguez. Come on,
you
man.
You remember Rich Rod?
There's a guy named Khalil playing for Rich Rod.
He used to coach Michigan.
He used to coach West Virginia.
And West Virginia.
Too.
This is a powerhouses of names game right here.
Yeah.
Big name game.
Also, Cal just lost Devontae Downs, the heart and soul of their defense, the linebacker for
another
the
great
season.
Name.
It is a great game. Or great name. And I expect them to have a little bit of a letdown after that Wazoo win. So give me Arizona -2.5. Let's get through these pretty fast. The rest of them. Marshall -2.5 over Middle Tennessee because Middle Tennessee quarterback Brock Stockstill is out. And
Brent Stockstill.
Yeah, that's right. And Marshall is a cover machine.
Brock Stockstill.
Hey, Brock's better. Brent. Stockstill's a strong name.
It's a good name. Another good name. Yeah.
Syracuse +17 over Miami of Florida. Mainly just because, fuck it. Why not?
I'm sorry, is there a person named Dino Babers involved in this game?
Dino Babers is the coach of Syracuse.
What is going on here?
I mean, I can give... I was just trying to get through this, but yeah. He said his offense takes about a year or so to get in full swing. It's been a year and a half, and things are starting to click. I love the moxie of QB Eric Dungy, and Miami's a little banged up. So I know the U has a great defense, but Dungy just torched Clemson's defense, which is better than Miami's. And I'll take the points.
Okay.
And then I have Ole Miss +7 over LSU because I've been on the wrong side of the LSU games the last two games. And I keep fading them. And eventually, if I keep fading them, I'll eventually win. So
time.
That's my logic there.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Plus, also, Ole Miss has one of the more explosive offenses LSU's seen all season. So I don't think they're going to be able to keep up. I think they probably went outright, but I'll take Ole Miss +7.
That concludes Dan's slate.
There's five games. Put on a little five-team parlay.
To recap,
a little extra money.
ECU +5.5, Arizona -2.5, Marshall -2.5, Syracuse +17, Ole Miss +7.
Boom.
Lock them in.
Lock them. They're locked.
Mybookie.ag.
Dylan, can you lock them in?
We need that the jail door again.
Mine sounded like a jail door lock. Yeah. Right?
Yours sounds like a shotgun.
Mine sounds like a shotgun. Yeah.
That's someone about to commit sue. Reminds me of Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
Is that sort for suicide? Oh, they were big on the
they loved
pump,
the shotgun
sound effects.
Yeah. They loved it.
Man, shouts to Bone Thugs. They still go.
You know what I heard?
What's up, man?
That Bone Thugs and Harmony shops on manoutfitters.com. And fortunately for our listeners, you can use the code SPORTS to get 10% off your entire order on manoutfitters.com. We got a bunch of True Grit back in stock now. We got, what else? Something. I got an email from the guy who runs Man Outfitters like right before we started recording.
We got True Grit. We got Vineyard Vines. We got button downs for the fall.
New Travis Matthew. Just got it in. Huge. Huge news. Fantastic golf wear. If you're not familiar with Travis Matthew, check him out on manoutfitters.com. Use the code SPORTS. Get 10% off your entire order.
We got a bunch of grayer sweatshirts.
Bunch of Vineyard Vines.
The grayer sweatshirts are bomb as hell.
You want to look good this winter, this fall?
Actually, Dan, I'm glad you brought that up. The Greer sweatshirt is my product of the week.
Lock it in.
Lock it.
Check out manoutfitters.com. Use the code SPORTS. Get 10% off your entire order. Like we just said, we've reloaded. Tons of good stuff on there. No more gun puns. On to Major League Baseball. Do we have to take a break? Nah, we don't have to take a break.
Fuck it.
The Yankees lead the Astros 3-2 after Houston dropped three straight games, getting something like 2.5 hits per 14 innings.
They have not played well since we essentially wrote off the Yankees.
Yeah. Look, I've had to watch all these games because this is my team, and there is nothing more miserable than watching a series of baseball games when your team cannot hit the ball. And
usually
I
not a good sign.
So fucking miserable. Like, I just want the series to end at this point. I'm praying to God that Verlander can come out and produce some type of magic at home tomorrow. No, the home team has won every game in the series so far. And I would like to point something out. Last week, when I was saying that I fucking hate 2-3-2, this is exactly why. Because if you roll at home...
Yeah, well, there's no problem.
But I'm just saying...
If you roll at home, you're going to win the series,
sure,
Ross.
Sure, but your back is up against the wall if you drop all three on the road, which the fucking Astros just managed to do. I don't know. I just... Look,
and now
math would tell me and logic would tell me that this thing is over because it's, dude, it is tough to bounce out of a slump like this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of games in a row of not hitting.
But I'm just, I refuse to say the Yankees are back. I just can't do it. I hate Yankees fans. They're maybe the most insufferable people on the planet.
The Astros are making them look a lot more back than they actually are, in my opinion. Like, we're making their pitchers look like fucking just a whole bunch of Cy Young Award winners. And I just don't think they're nearly as good as they actually look right now. Because we can't hit fucking anything.
Thoughts,
welcome back.
I've been here, man.
Yeah. Anyway, Astros are down 3-2. Game 6 is Friday at 7:08 or some shit. You know.
Here are my thoughts. My thoughts are, if you lose 3 games in a row in a series, you're not going to win that series.
Probably not.
Yeah. I hate to say that, Bill. I hate the Astros, but I love you. So I want you to be happy.
I'm not happy, though.
I don't think it's going to happen for you. I hope I'm wrong.
I think they force a game 7 at least.
You know what would be helpful in a playoff series? One thing you want is
runs.
Well, not only that. Like, yes, of course. It would be nice if you guys could hit the baseball with the baseball bat, but you need a bullpen of some kind.
Sure.
So that when your starter comes out after being kick ass for 6-7 innings,
hey,
you can still win the game, close the door. We don't have that.
That's what the Cubs are running into.
Yeah, they just had
a very, very big issue.
They threw Wade Davis out for about like 60 pitches last night.
Yeah. Yeah, well, speaking of the Cubs, Dodgers are up 3-1. Cubs got one last night to stay alive.
Took one.
You know, that's a bad spot. You don't want to be down 3-0. You don't want to be down 3-1. You don't want to be down 3-2.
They were down 3-1 last year.
Yeah.
Well, against the Indians.
Hopefully both teams can find some magic. Well, the Cubs are in L.A., I believe.
No, it's in Wrigley. Because if it's 2-3-2, it's Wrigley
for
game 5.
You're right. Sorry. Well, hopefully they can pull off another one here and make it interesting.
Shout out to my boy Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber.
Why is he your boy?
I explained to you, he's my favorite ball player now because his walk-up song is Thuggish Ruggish Bone by the previously mentioned
also a big fan of his
Bone
last
Thugs
name.
And Harmony. Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber. Yeah.
I just got to put this out there. Chase Utley, the guy I named my dog after. I don't think he's had a hit in the playoffs since like 2015, 2014. He's like 0 for the last 24 at-bats.
I made a mental note about Chase Utley when I watched the game the other night. He's too old to have that haircut.
He is too old.
He's 38, I think.
He's ancient.
And he has like the baseball version of the fuckboy, which is it's short on the sides. It has like kind of comes.
It's like a faux hawk type
of
deal.
But it comes all the way down to the back, like the back of his neck.
He looks like an old guy who's trying to stay cool.
Thank you.
Like
Chase Utley is 38, born in 1978.
Too old to have that haircut.
Looks like an aging rock star.
He used to be a hell of a ball player. He's now old and overpaid. He's got to cut his hair.
That
might help.
I agree. That would definitely help.
Thank you, Dan.
When he combines the hair with the soul patch, which he's been known to do on occasion, or
that's a trash look, Chase.
Flavor saver, you don't want that.
And he's a good looking man.
I'm not afraid to say it.
I'll be forever grateful for what he did for my life.
You named your dog after this guy?
I named my dog after
him. Chase or Utley?
Chase Mutley.
From his Philly days.
Chase Mutley. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
What did he do for you in Philly?
He won us a championship. It's the only championship I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
Yeah. The only championship I probably will ever see in my life, sadly.
And at that point, if I'm you, Dan, I'd fight for that haircut.
I just got a fire Snapchat off, and my noties are blowing up right now. It's ridiculous. God. Just exploding. My phone's, like, hot right now.
Just such a tool.
But I just don't understand how the Dodgers haven't benched him yet. He's, like, 0 for the last 24
bats.
Yeah,
he can't swing the bat anymore.
He lost. And he's not, like, a good defensive second baseman.
I mean, I think he plays because they just pay him way too much money.
Well, and the other thing is what these teams do when they've got veteran leadership like Chase Utley or Carlos Beltran is a good example. These fucking managers refuse to sit these guys down and put them out to pasture because of how much they demand in the fucking clubhouse.
Sure.
But they suck.
You don't want anyone in.
You need someone who can hit the ball.
You don't want anybody in the spot more than Chase Utley. Like, you need a big-time hit. You got Chase Utley.
I can also foresee something like him having, like, a heroic home run in the World Series. Like, oh, he's, like, 0 for his last 1,000.
That's why these managers get stuck on that idea.
He's due. He's due.
Yeah, he's like, just pulls one out of his ass. Like, it's one of those, like, feel-good stories.
Dude, you should see Beltran up there when he's doing it bats. He doesn't even look like he's fucking
He has let himself go. He's fucking fat and haggard.
He looks like old school Ronaldo did. Hey. Remember Ronaldo, the Brazilian soccer superstar Ronaldo, how towards the end of his career, when he was just still on the national team for some reason.
Ronaldinho?
No, Ronaldo.
Fat Ronaldinho. Fat Ronaldo.
When he became a great big fat guy because all he was doing was just fucking Brazilian whores all day and like eating. And look, that's what Beltran looks like now, is fat Ronaldo.
And he's got like bags under his eyes like he got 3 hours of sleep last night.
He's got a few chins.
Looks like shit.
He just looks like he doesn't want to be there.
And he probably doesn't.
And he just keeps striking
out. Beltran's like, he's got to be close to 40,
yeah,
right?
He's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
So also worth like $200 million.
When he was, what year was it, the Astros were in the World Series? Yeah, he was...
I've never seen anybody hotter. Baseball bat
it
ever.
Was unbelievable.
Yeah, every time he made contact, it was a fucking 425-foot bomb.
He got paid after that.
You had Beltran, and then you had Roger Clemens come in midway through the season.
And then we got swept by the White Sox. Yeah. Fucking tight.
Paul Konerko.
Yeah. All right, on to the NFL. All lines provided by MyBookie.ag, Avi. Super Bowl rematch. This is a good game on Sunday night. Falcons at Patriots. And again, I want to specify, it's a good game on paper. There's been a lot of good, supposed to be good games this season in the NFL that have ended up being just trash. Pats are favored by 3 at home. The over-under is 56.5.
Super Bowl rematch.
Pats
are probably, they have this game circled in their calendar all year.
They don't do that. They don't circle games in Belichick's calendar.
Come on, Dan. Come on, dog.
Belichick probably does.
Pats are minus 3. I don't like that.
I don't think the Patriots are going to win this game.
You're giving the Falcons 3 points?
I think Falcons plus 3.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Patriots by 100.
What? Dude, they've looked like shit.
Dan, I think that's unwise.
That doesn't mean
unwise.
Anything.
100 points? 100. Dan, I can't remember the last time an NFL team won by 100 points.
So like 100-0?
It's,
like
it's unprecedented. It's unprecedented.
What's the final there, Dan?
107-7.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
Yeah.
It's like a touchdown.
So take the over, too, then you're saying.
A touchdown every
30
seconds.
Definitely take the over.
Take the over, because they're going to score 100.
The over is the guarantee.
Yeah.
Over 56.5.
Lock it in.
Monday night, we got Skins-Eagles. That's a good game on paper. Eagles minus 4.5, over-under is 49. I'm sticking with Dan's Eagles here.
I have no idea how this one's going to turn out, but just because I, despite Dan.
You're going to go Redskins.
I'm going to go Redskins.
And because you're a Native American.
Yeah, and because,
he's
a Cowboys fan.
And you're a Cowboys fan.
And he needs Eagles to lose.
That's why I drive a Grand Cherokee, because it's Cherokee tribe.
Well, you really are all out on...
You know what? Someone pointed that out to me yesterday.
You've never thought about
there.
That?
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
you need
to get a new car, dude.
Yeah, I'm riding
Micah
with
just
it.
Kind of just like penciled me in for the Eagles.
Like you, that was automatically your pick?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but...
Are you going to change it just to spite Micah?
The fact that he just penciled it in.
I don't understand why you're upset by that.
Man, there are chemtrails behind your head right now, Bill. I'm scared.
There are.
Yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
I don't know. I think this game actually is a lot closer. It might be closer than 4.5. I think maybe the Eagles win by 3. So, yeah, actually, give me the Redskins plus 4.5.
It is truly pathetic and a testament to how degenerate gambling can make you that Dan was probably going to pick the Eagles, his fucking home team, by the way.
No, they're going
to
win.
The fact that Micah penciled him in for Eagles caused him to say that the Eagles will probably win by less than 4.5. And he's going Redskins.
Eagles by 3.
Just to spite Micah.
It's so easy to get in Dan's gambling
head.
It is,
man. He's just no defense to that skull.
No. It's open season in that dome for Dan.
If you're looking for someone to place your bets this weekend, hit mybookie.ag and use the promo code BACKDOOR to activate up to 100% deposit bonus on your first deposit. Industry standard restrictions apply. They've got live in-game betting. If you miss kickoff, it doesn't matter. You can still get some action in. There's nothing better than a slate of just trash football games that you can make more exciting by throwing down some money with the code BACKDOOR to get up to 100% deposit bonus on mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Also of note, tomorrow, Friday, October 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time to 2 p.m. Central Time, we will be having Casino Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the most exciting time of the week.
It's almost too much fun.
If you've never been a part of Casino Friday, I highly recommend you pay attention to Total Frat Moves, Snapchat, Instagram stories. We'll be tweeting out links because we got a specific table that we all go to and play blackjack. Last week I started with $200 and ended up with $13,000, which, all right, we're laughing because of how ridiculous it is, but that legitimately happened. It was absurd, and it happened. So come out tomorrow, join us at Casino Friday. It is extremely fun. on mybookie.ag, Casino Friday. Use the code BACKDOOR to make, when you make your deposit. All right. We're going no break.
Love that.
We've never done this. Oh, my God.
The NBA is back.
We've never done this.
And we're going to touch on some very sad things first. A, sure. Gordon Hayward's injury, which it shouldn't be funny, but no. Holy
what is there to
mother.
Even say about it? It's just, it's awful.
All right.
First quarter of the first game of the
five minutes in.
Five minutes in. Brand new team. Huge expectations for the Celtics to potentially challenge the Cavaliers to win the Eastern Conference. And within the first 5 minutes, he snaps his freaking
gruesome.
Ankle off.
You can hear it in the telecast.
It's dude. I'll be honest with you. I have not watched the live footage of it because I don't want to hear that.
We
you
actually showed Veronica
as clear as day
on the Inside TFM podcast yesterday. Like, we got a live reaction from Veronica who never saw it.
Yeah,
it's really nasty.
I saw the reaction on the bench. I saw D Wade. I saw everything I needed to see, and I saw a still photograph of him laying there with his foot sideways. But there's no fucking way I'm watching
and
that.
You
clip.
Saw an unconsolable Kyrie Irving on the back of the bench afterward.
Inconsolable.
What'd I say?
Inconsolable.
Inconsolable.
You stupid fuck.
Yeah, everyone knows what it meant, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, dude, brutal. Jeremy Lin had some crazy knee injury last night. Something with
season.
His patella or whatever. I don't know. He's done for the season,
he
too.
He done.
I will say...
You don't have to see his dreads anymore.
I want to give him some credit for the dreads. I like the look. I think out of all the dumbass hairstyles he's had, this is the best. And it's sad that we won't get to see it anymore. I'm a Jeremy Lin guy. I think he's a really good dude, and it offsets how shitty he is at basketball. Now, he did have that run with the Knicks. Everyone's aware of that, Linsanity or whatever. But he's not good. No, he's not. He's not good.
He's a wildly mediocre player.
He's a mediocre backup point guard is what he should be. And he's got great hair, though, this year, and I'm sad for him. The Rockets beat the Warriors on opening night.
They also beat someone last night, right? The Kings?
Kings. 2-0 Rockets. 1.5 games up on the Warriors.
I watched some of the Rockets-Warriors game, by the way.
Very, very good game. I will say it was nearly ruined for me by the hour-and-a-half ring ceremony that preceded it. The game was supposed to start at 9:30, which is in our time zone, 9:30. It's whatever, 6:30 on the fuck, or 7:30 on the West Coast, but... It's supposed to start at 9:30, and it didn't, Dylan.
My favorite part of that was they called Kevin Durant to get his ring before Zaza Pachulia. Like, you would think they would save, like, they obviously save Steph Curry for last, but and, like, Klay Thompson and stuff, but you'd think Durant would be in that group, not Zaza.
Dude, this ceremony took longer than half of basketball. They had a member of each Warriors championship team dating back to when they were, like, the Detroit Warriors or some shit. I mean, that's not correct, but whatever they were, like, right. Back in the day. They got some old dude from that team. Four different guys. The thing took forever. They do each individual player. The NBA needs to find a new deal here. This ring ceremony shit before game one is not the way to go.
I had no idea Adam Silver was that tall. He was, like, eye to eye with some players.
He's one of the nerdier-looking humans walking the face of the earth.
He is. Can you, Micah, can you look up how tall Adam Silver is? Because... He seemed to be very tall.
How tall is Adam Silver? 6'3".
Okay, yeah. So.
What a nerd. I mean, he just the nerdiest. Anyway, ring ceremony sucks ass. Rockets 2-0.
You probably would have liked it if it was the Rockets.
Fuck the Warriors. Yeah. No, here's the reason I hate it so much. Is it's not just the length of how much time it takes and the fact that it's televised and everybody has to sit through it. You're celebrating something that happened... Like a year ago, man.
No, like
6 months ago. Whatever.
Not even 6 months ago.
Why don't they do this somewhere around the championship?
This happened in like what?
Like,
last game was like June, July.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like you're celebrating something from last season at the beginning of this season. It's weird to me.
They do that in every sport.
Do they?
Yeah. Everyone gets the rings.
Watching, I thought it was weird because the entire team is standing there in warm-ups getting ready. Like they're not wearing suits.
Right.
Those
warm-ups are fire, though.
They were fire. But then that fucking loser, Swaggy P. Nick Young, isn't allowed to be on the floor during the ring ceremony. And that was funny to me because that guy sucks.
He hit like 8 threes in that game.
Yeah, by the way.
And they still lost.
How dare
because
you?
Because no Young. One in the history of the NBA loses more than Nick Young. This is a true fact. And I'm sorry, I don't have the numbers to back it up right now. Since Nick Young came in the league, no player has lost more games than he has.
Is that legit?
He is a loser. His teams are losers. And he's a loser.
That's
did
right.
I mention Nick Young is a loser?
I will not
it
let
makes
you tarnish
that team
the name of Nick
10
Young
times
like
more hateable. And I already hated him to begin with. So thanks a lot, you douche.
You know Swaggy P has a guest house for his shoes?
He's also been robbed repeatedly.
His guest house of shoes, yeah, that has been robbed.
Listen, I want to say this about Nick Young. I'm a fan.
Me too.
But If you call Nick Young, if you are a grown man and you refer to him as Swaggy P, there's something wrong with you.
He's Swaggy P to
me. Just call him Swaggy P.
Dude, you can't call another man Swaggy P.
Sure you can.
I mean, I'm not.
Swaggy P. Where does that even come from? His name's Nick Young.
What's the P stand for?
Penis?
If his name was Paul Young, is I might, pe- it might it, make more sense.
You got swaggy pit?
Swaggy like. Pussy.
That's not what it means.
Well. He definitely got out of the
grow up.
Iggy Azalea like ticking time bomb pretty pretty timely.
I'm going to tell you, I do not like her face. Or her ass, for that matter.
She's a super talented musician.
God, what a terrible rapper. The video footage of Iggy Azalea doing the like, is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, legit, unbelievable. She's not saying a single word.
The internet had fun with that one.
Oh, man. This next bullet point says, John Wall is Dan's MVP pick.
Yeah, I got him at 25 to 1 odds. So I put $100 to win $2,500.
He threw down a dunk on somebody yesterday that was very embarrassing.
He's a talented young man.
He killed a guy.
On the Sixers, who also looked very competitive. So I'm happy that we're going to be...
Minus your Fultz. What the hell?
We're going to be watchable.
What's going on with that guy?
What, with his free throw shooting?
Yeah.
He has bad shoulders right now. He should probably sit a few games out.
As a guy who watched Chuck Hayes and Dwight Howard shoot free throws for many years, two of the worst free throw shooters in the history of the NBA, watching Fultz shoot free throws was concerning.
Yeah, that's his shoulders.
Dude.
That is a little concerning. But
what has to happen to your shoulders for that to be how you shoot free throws?
No one shoots free throws as ugly as Joakim Noah does, though.
You got to go watch Marcus.
I got to say, though, I am excited, though. Ben Simmons is an absolute stud. Embiid is a monster.
Simmons looked great. Embiid's on a minutes restriction that he is not happy about.
Yeah. He says it's bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, can you blame him? Not him. I mean,
the team. Yeah. For restricting his minutes now.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty happy with last night's result. My MVP pick played well. 6 years competitive. That's all I need to see.
I'm watching Fultz shoot free throws over and over right now, and I want to throw up.
Why?
It's just disturbing. It's not just a hitch. It's like something wrong. Yo, something's wrong.
Between his shoulders, and I think they're trying to like revamp his jump shot, which is kind of weird to me since he was – an incredible jump shooter in college.
40% on free throws and 29% from the floor, so that's not what you want.
No, it's not ideal. But, you know, we'll work out the kinks.
Yeah, enough about
beginning of the season.
Enough about Philly. John Wall's your MVP pick.
25 to 1. Yeah, lay it down right now. Here's how I justify it.
I hate these futures.
Why?
I just because you got to wait a whole for 8 months to get
that's
your
true.
Money.
But $100 to win $2,500, it seems like a worthy
if you
risk.
You think it's a good investment and you think you got a good long shot? Sure.
I think so because I think Russell Westbrook, no shot with Paul George and Carmelo on his team, like being the MVP.
You would think so.
I think James Harden, Chris Paul would
you would think that would
cancel
take
him
some
out.
Away.
Yeah. Then we have LeBron, Dwayne Wade, that whole crew.
Just
that mosh podge. I think they're going to like take it easy into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to go super hard. I don't think they care about that number one overall seed because they've
been known to save it for the playoffs. LeBron,
yeah, so I don't think
player.
LeBron wins again. And then that just kind of brings it down. The East is super easy. It'd be between John Wall and Giannis, and I don't think Giannis is going to take that step yet, even though he had 37 last night.
Well, Dan,
I hate to say,
I think you pissed away $100.
I think Giannis is going to win this thing this year.
You think Giannis is MVP?
Yeah.
I think
he's going to win it.
Well, I might put $100 on Giannis, too.
Dude, he is so... He has the most fitting nickname of any player I've ever watched. The Greek Freak.
He's a great nickname. Yeah.
A freak of nature. If you can take a step and a half from half court and dunk the ball...
I still can't say
his
last
name. You
shouldn't
be allowed to play basketball.
He's talented.
Antetokounmpo?
Perfect. You said that perfectly.
Nailed it.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
And then everybody in Golden State, obviously, I don't think Durant or Curry are going to win the MVP because they cancel each other out. But, yeah, so John Wall, let's go.
Happy the NBA's back. Bummer about Gordon Hayward. That really does suck. It takes a little bit away from the season when one of the top teams loses a top player like that 5 minutes in.
Dylan's super stoked about the NBA.
Dylan's all in. Very excited
the
about the NBA.
The fucking Spurs won again last night.
Of course they did. The Spurs, man.
Kawhi Leonard didn't play, but they still beat the Wolves by like 10 or so.
Wolves are going to take some time to get their shit together.
To be clear, I like playoff NBA basketball. Regular
you
season,
just don't like the regular,
the regular
season.
Season does nothing.
No, but the regular right. There's so many good players in the NBA now.
I love it so much.
Yeah, there's so many good players in the NBA now.
If it wasn't on top of football season, I would enjoy it more.
It doesn't matter that we know how it's going to end. It's
right.
It's the ride.
It's not about the finish line. It's about the journey. To quote,
it's not about the destination.
To quote,
I don't agree with
Bilbo Baggins. That's a Bilbo Baggins quote.
Well, Dildo Baggins can shut up.
Yeah. Also, Lord of the Rings.
Who is that?
Lord of the Rings sucks.
Dude, we're not going to get into this. That's the stupidest fucking opinion. Both you idiots have.
No, Lord of the Rings does suck.
They're trash movies.
Unbelievable.
They're just walking the entire time.
I apologize.
They could have rode that fucking.
Don't apologize.
Phoenix, I apologize to all the educated people listening to this podcast.
They could have rode like a
foolish
some
opinion.
Type of bird to the volcano, right?
Speaking of nonsense, the off chance has been introduced that Austin gets a Major League Soccer team, which we've discussed in the past. We are in Austin, Texas, for those who are unaware. We do not have any professional sports here. We need them.
I'm pumped.
I'm pumped for an MLS team. This is where me and Dan go all in, if it happens.
Yep. Dylan, your thoughts?
I've shared my thoughts. I think it's a stupid idea. I hate it. I hate soccer. I hate people who like soccer. I hate people who have ever played soccer. If the team comes here, I hope they lose every game and run. I hope the fans. I hope it's just a miserable spectating experience. and I hope they get run out of town.
Okay, we know how you feel now. Apparently, the Columbus Crew is the franchise that's exploring this move to
Austin.
Yeah,
I guess they're using us as like a leverage play.
Yeah,
so that's always good. It's always good to be the guy or the girl that's being used to make the other significant other jealous.
Well, I will say this. It would be one of the least educated fan bases of any sports team.
Columbus?
Just hipsters out there at the F1 track is what I'm imagining.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a solid soccer fan base in Texas. Right?
I would be super down with this and I'd be excited to have something to go to, but I do not think it's going to happen, and I think it would be miserable.
You have like the Mexican population that would probably be all about soccer.
That's just racist.
The proposal apparently would be to play for a couple years at the UT soccer stadium. Also, Texas doesn't really have too much enthusiasm. The Dallas MLS team is last in the league in attendance. Austin has had several lower-level soccer teams,
and they always quickly
run out of town.
Yeah, because nobody wants to see lower-level soccer.
Yeah, because soccer is a terrible sport.
There it is.
Austin doesn't want this.
There it is.
And we're not. I hate it. I don't want it. I'm against you two, and I'm with Dylan, so fuck you guys.
The two smart guys in the room.
Orlando City.
The Columbus Crew.
Just got their team a few years ago, and it's one of the biggest attractions in Orlando.
What do we name these guys when they get here?
The Scumbags.
Probably FC.
Tell me you wouldn't root for the Austin Scumbags.
Yeah, I do kind of like that.
MLS Scumbags. Already has trademarked the Austin Athletic and Austin FC.
I'd root for Austin Athletic, too. Let's just get... I'd start dressing like a European
trash
painter.
Bag.
Start dragging cigs.
Yeah, with a thingy that you put the cigarette in. Mm. We've got two calls on the Backdoor Cover hotline this week. The number is 800-392-6344. Call, rant, ask us a question, give us an opinion, tell us a statement. 800-392-6344. Here's our first call from this week.
Yo, this is Nick calling from a non-SEC school, but still in the Southeast. This one's mostly going to my boy Dan. So I'm like $150 short on rent this month. And I'm thinking I'm just going to wager my money this weekend on college football. So if I get like four solid locks of the week, that'd be pretty great because my home kind of depends on it. So that'd be cool. Dylan, I don't need a fucking lecture from you or anything. So just shut up before you say anything. All right. Thanks, Dan. Peace.
I guess I'll hold my tongue.
Hey, I'm here too, dickhead. Anybody care about me? No.
Dan, no pressure, but this guy's home depends on your college.
Hey,
picks.
No pressure. If you're wrong, this kid's going to be homeless.
All right, let's
I was about to lecture this kid too.
Rather than four picks, let's just go one pick. Let's go all in on one pick.
Oh, fuck. It's more fun that way.
Let's lock it up.
I've always been a proponent of doing one big game over like six littler ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you let it ride. Marshall minus 2.5, your entire rent.
On Marshall.
On Marshall.
Yeah, that's a clever move.
I can't co-sign this.
I'm going to have to sit this one out as well. No, you know what? I'm all in. Marshall.
Rod with the thunder and herd.
You put your rent money on it, I'll put my mortgage money on it, and if we both get homeless, we both get homeless.
If you can't pay rent, you can come stay with Dan for a little bit.
We start tugging off.
Dan welcomes people off the street all the time.
This is true.
Yeah. Next call.
Hey, backdoor cover, bring back the fucking bone zone.
That's it?
That's the call.
Wow. Thanks, Micah. Thanks for playing that one. We really needed that.
You know, I wouldn't mind having a bone zone here sometime soon. Not to be a regular staple of the show, but
I would mind.
A guest bone appearance.
Yeah, whatever.
The Boneyard, what do they call them?
Bone City Brawlers.
The Bone City Brawlers. Stand up, man.
Next.
Under Boy Nation.
800-392-6344. Next week, hopefully we can have some more substantial hotline calls.
Yeah, maybe we get Jared to do a bone zone.
Maybe we do have a bone zone next week. Next week, we'll also be previewing the World Series. That's going to be big. Can't wait to talk
Astros
about
Cubs.
Yankees, Dodgers.
Astros, Cubs, let's go.
Astros, Cubs, let's do it. And that'll do it. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, you don't. I want to do a shout to my boy Scott Frost.
Shout
running
out to Scott
team
Frost
quarterback.
Playing scout team quarterback.
Running scout team quarterback in preparation for Navy. Love it. 42 years old, super jacked. Still got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you see that UCF put together the Football Excellence Fund, which is essentially the Keep Scott Frost Fund.
Really?
Yeah. So we're trying to get proactive so Nebraska and Tennessee can't take him away.
Oh, Dan, he gone. He gone.
Tony Dungy tweeted out he's here to stay. And I don't know what kind of clout Tony Dungy has in the Orlando
community.
Yeah,
Tony
Dungy
got a direct line to Scott Frost.
I don't understand the connection at all, but I'm going to go with Tony Dungy and think he's here to stay. I mean, I've been saying for weeks that he's gone, but you know what? The more time goes on, the more I think he's just trying to build something special at UCF.
Okay.
Roll Knights.
Money talks. Shout
more
out to
damn
Gordon
Knights.
Hayward. That's a damn shame. Jeremy Lin, keep that hair. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. Follow me everywhere on all social medias at WR Bolin. Follow Dan.
At Dan underscore Register on Twitter and Dan Register on Instagram and Snapchat.
Follow Dylan.
At D Shivery, Instagram and Twitter. That's C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E.
We'll be back Monday to recap the weekend in sports. Talk about how the NFL went. College football.
Hopefully
the World Series preview.
Hopefully this kid can pay his rent.
Hopefully this kid can pay his rent. Go Marshall.
Go Marshall.
See you Monday. Peace.